This is HPR episode 2214 entitled, Upgrading Vehicle Lights from Halogen to LED. It is hosted by John Culp, and is about 18 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, a quick show about upgrading some of the lights on our vehicles from halogen to LED.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hey everybody, this is John Culp in Lafayette, Louisiana, and I'm recording another in my series of episodes about my truck, although what I'm going to be walking you through today is actually on our Honda. My pickup truck is the one I keep doing all these episodes on because it's 11, 12 years old and stuff has been breaking on it. We've got a much newer car, the Honda CR-V, and I'm going to be doing a little upgrade on that. That's like what I've done on nearly every available possibility on my truck. What I'm talking about is upgrading the lights from halogen to LED. This all started maybe a month ago, maybe 6 weeks ago, I'm not sure, but my wife came in and said, you know, our neighbor across the street said that your taillight is out on your truck. And so I went and checked it out, and it turned out not to be the taillight, but the reverse light. Now, those white lights that come on when you put the car into reverse, one of those was out. And so I disassembled the tail light assembly and took out the bulb and then took it with me over to AutoZone to try and just replace it. But when I was looking at the replacement bulbs, I found the one that would be an exact replacement as a halogen, but right next to it were all these LEDs. And it never even occurred to me to think about it, but I realized that I could replace the halogen with an LED, which would be a little more efficient in terms of energy. It's not like it matters all that much in a car, I guess, but it might depend on your car's electrical system, how much it matters. But also, normally the LEDs are brighter, and so that's always a nice safety upgrade. So anyway, I bought a pair of these white LEDs for my reverse lights and installed them, and they work great. They're brighter and they work perfectly. So then I started looking at upgrading the other lights in the truck, including the, what do they call those? The marker lights on the front left side of the truck. I'm going to have pictures in the show notes of this. I've taken a few pictures where if you look inside the light fixtures on the truck, you can see that it's an LED bulb instead of a halogen. But these are kind of yellow on the, they've at least got an orange plastic covering. I think the lights themselves are just white if you have them shining without any yellow covering over them. And it turns out that about half a dozen places on my truck took the same bulb. Hang on, there's a phone call. I don't recognize that number, so I'm gonna send it to voicemail. There are about half a dozen places on my truck that take the same small LED bulb. And so I ordered maybe 8 of them and replaced the 2 marker lights on the front, the 2 lights that light up the license plate in the back, the upper mount reverse light on the, that's kind of like on the top of the truck on the back, and then also the interior dome light, which is, it's great because that one is noticeably brighter. Every time I open the door now, I can see a lot better because the light is brighter. And then on the Honda, I upgraded the LED from halogen to LED on those interior lights as well, the 2 map lights in the front and then the dome light in the center. Funny thing, I accidentally ordered a kind of pinkish purple colored LED. I didn't pay any attention to what color it was. I just assumed it would be white, but it ended up being kind of pinkish purple. And I installed that in the dome light, and my daughter loves it. So if we're out and about at night, and as soon as I hit the little key fob to unlock the doors, the car starts glowing this pink inside, and my daughter really likes that. I wasn't so crazy about it for the map lights, so I ordered some more bulbs in white, and those are nice now. They're nice and bright white, good for if you have to read a map or, I mean, these days I guess people just use GPSs, but anyway, the interior lights are upgraded. And on the back of the car, on this one, so far I've only upgraded what they call the parking lights. But I have now a new set of LED bulbs that are going to be the brake lights. These are supposed to glow red, and I've not tried them out yet, but I'm going to walk through the process of installing these things on the Honda. Now, one thing I've not done yet is upgraded the main headlights on the truck. Those are much more expensive. Each of these other bulbs, like the small ones, of which there are about a half dozen on my truck, I think I paid $8 for eight of them or something. I mean, they're really cheap. The headlights for the truck run anywhere from $60 to $100 if you want to do the LEDs. And that might be worth it at some point. I think if these ever actually, one of them actually burns out, I'll probably take the opportunity to upgrade, but in the meantime, probably not. Let's see, so to do this on the Honda, I have to open the trunk because the trunk lid hides the two screws that will attach the rear light assembly. I'm going to take a picture of this, I guess. It's a little bit rainy and wet and cold here today, but I'll try to do this anyway. Okay, here's the taillight assembly on the Honda. And I've got my cordless drill to back out these screws. I'm afraid since I'm working by myself, I'm not even going to be able to see the result of this when I'm done. I need a partner to hold down the brake pedal to see whether the lights are working or not, which is actually kind of I should probably have somebody do this with me, because one thing I've learned about these lights is that when you first install it, sometimes it doesn't work and you have to flip it around the other way. Somehow the polarity makes a difference on this. And so several times I've plugged in the new light bulb only to find that it didn't light up. And then as soon as I flipped the bulb around the other way, it worked fine. Okay, so I've removed the two screws, and now this light assembly on the Honda is held on by some little tabs. You just got to kind of pop it off. Make a nice, satisfying popping noise. And I'd like to take a picture of that too. See if I can do this one-handed. I'm not sure how well that picture is going to come out, but we shall see. Okay, which one is it? It is this one. To get the light socket out, you turn it counterclockwise and then pull it out. And I'll try and take a picture of the old bulb as well as the new one. Okay, I've got now in my hand a picture of the old bulb. It's probably going to be blurry. And then I'm going to go to get it out. You just pull on it, but advised to do it ever so gently. Just wiggle back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and then pull gently as you're wiggling, and out it comes. Ta-da! Okay, the old bulb is out. Now, I'm going to get some of the, there's this goop that they say you should put on here called bulb grease. And I think it helps with the electrical connections and also helps keep it from getting stuck in there. And I still have some from the other job, so I'm going to stick a Q-tip in there, a cotton swab, if you will. Q-tip is a brand name. Stick a cotton swab in there to get some of this bulb grease and get one of the new LEDs. So the new bulb that I'm putting in is going to be the one on the lower right from the picture. One of the pictures in the show notes will be of several bulbs, both halogen and LED, and this is the one on the lower right hand side. Oops, looks like some cotton got stuck in there. All right, so I'm putting the, looks like it's a little bit off kilter there. Once one of the bulbs I've installed on the Honda, I had to kind of finagle the contact a little bit because it was not contacting. I'm gonna plug that in, and you know, maybe I might be able to see if this works by hanging it around this way. As long as it doesn't pull that out of socket, if I can hang it over the side and then go push on the brake pedal, I can see whether it lights up or not. What can I do to hold this up? Okay, I think I see it. I'm gonna there. I'm gonna just open the door and push down on the brake pedal. It doesn't appear to be lighting up. I'm gonna try turning it around the other way. Let's see if that does it. Ah, there it goes. It's lighting up. I wish I could take a picture of it from here, but it's way at the end of the car. And so I guess what I'll do is I'll take a picture of it without it being lit up, but just show what it looks like now that it's in the socket. Okay, so the bulb is in the socket. Now I got to put the socket back in the rear light fixture thingy. So just kind of stick it in there, find the little groove. Yoo-hoo! I'm going to turn this around until... How does it fit? Man, my fingers are freezing. Tell me it's too, no, this should be good. There it goes, okay. Got it. All right, so that one is installed and I'm gonna put the taillight fixture back in. Gotta position it just so. So the little thingies go in their holes. Push it back on like that. Okay, and now put the screws back in. God, it's cold out here. My fingers are freezing right now. I'm not used to this in South Louisiana. It's like 35 degrees and rainy today. Extremely yucky. Okay, one screw in. And the other screw in. Good deal. And actually, I think I'm going to stop the recording right there because I've gone through the whole process and there's no need for me to delay the inevitable end of the episode by doing exactly the same thing a second time. Anyway, I hope you guys have enjoyed that. I'm not sure how much this kind of thing really helps, like your car's performance or anything like that, upgrading to LED, but it's kind of a fun hack that you can actually do on your car. Some light fixtures are easier to get to than others. I suspect these ones in the front on the Honda are going to be difficult. Just have to either find a YouTube video showing how to remove the lights on your particular model of car, or look up instructions elsewhere, or just kind of look at it and figure it out yourself. But not that hard. and it's kind of fun. And your lights are probably at least going to be brighter and a little more efficient, even if it doesn't noticeably affect the efficiency of how your vehicle runs. All right, that is it for me. This has been John Culp in Lafayette, Louisiana for Hacker Public Radio. Talk to you guys next time. Bye. Oh, hey guys, sorry, it's me again. I realized after I had stopped recording that I forgot to talk about one of the more interesting and unusual things about these LED upgrades on a car. So not every one of the bulbs on your vehicle is going to be a direct drop-in replacement for the old halogen. When you, at least on a lot of cars, apparently from what I've read online, a lot of cars have problems with the blinkers. So when I installed the new LEDs in the blinkers, my car had the same problem that many have, and that's called the, I think it's called hyper flash, where when you turn on your blinker, it blinks really, really fast. Blink, 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 instead of the normal tempo of the blink. And so to avoid that, you have to install something else, and it's a resistor. Load resistors, I think they call them or something. But anyway, they sell these special resistors that are specifically for putting in line between the battery and these bulbs. And one of the pictures in the show notes in my little Flickr slideshow will show where I put the front blinker resistors on my truck. It was not the easiest thing to find a metal surface on which to attach them, but I found one. It was easier on the rear blinkers on the truck. And on the Honda, I'm not really sure I will be able to find one. I might just have to stick with halogen bulbs in the Honda. But I guess what happens is when you put an LED bulb in there, it takes so little current compared to a halogen that the car is under the impression that there's no bulb in there, and so it starts freaking out. And so you have to put these resistors in there to trick the car into thinking that everything is okay. So anyway, that's that. I really wanted to not neglect to mention the resistors, because that was kind of one of the cool hacky parts of the thing. All right, that's really it this time. I will talk to you guys later. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.